from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, November 4th. Coming up, a preview of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana's next performance, Sunday evening at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Urbana. We'll talk with their music director, Sarah Riskin, in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin warns of increased conflict between Russia, Ukraine, and members of NATO. The Democrat said during a press conference, if threats by Russian President Vladimir Putin of nuclear weapons are realized, the Russians would be met with the full force of NATO allies.
He needs to understand that very clearly. We don't want any nuclear confrontation. We want Putin to withdraw from Ukraine as quickly as possible.
Durbin says the threat of nuclear weapons impacts countries beyond the scope of Ukrainian and Russian borders, which would then prompt NATO's involvement in the conflict. He says he's pleased with the way the Ukrainian military has used American aid during the ongoing conflict. When immigrants arrive in Urbana-Champaign, local organizations ensure those without resources receive beds, baby clothes, and diapers. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports on an effort to bring university students into that process.
A University of Illinois sorority and a student organization that supports undocumented students hosted an event this week to educate peers about the immigrant community outside of campus. Austin Cyber-Smith attended the event as the Secretary of Immigrant Services of Champaign-Urbana. He highlighted the organization's warehouse at the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District off Cannon Road.
It's a big space, so we can intake like beds or food or clothing. We have like a toddler store, so like diapers, that kind of thing, baby clothes, anything people want to donate.
Cyber-Smith says it can be easy for students to forget about the larger community. He says this event helps students connect beyond campus town. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
Many central Illinois residents found political ads looking like newspapers in their mailboxes this week. The papers and corresponding websites are the product of conservative activist Dan Proft. Alyssa Kaplan is the executive director of Reform for Illinois. It's a nonpartisan political research group. She recently told the 21st show those publications show favorable coverage to Republicans.
And the coverage of the Democratic officials or candidates is negative and might emphasize things like their perceived connection to increasing crime rates or high taxes or things like that.
More than 30 publications with similar content were distributed across the state this fall. You can find our well-sourced factual election coverage at will.illinois.edu/election. Still to come, a conversation with Sarah Riskin. She's the music director of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana. We'll preview their upcoming performance next on 217 Today.
The U.S. and the Holocaust is a new three-part documentary that tells the story of how America grappled with one of the greatest humanitarian crises of the 20th century. The film dispels competing myths that Americans either were ignorant of the persecution that Jews faced or that they looked on with callous indifference. Directed by Ken Burns, Lynn Novick, and Sarah Botstein, The U.S. and the Holocaust explores questions that still resonate today. Learn how you can stream all three parts at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana, known as Bach for short, are in concert this Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Urbana. The chamber choir is performing works by German composer Dietrich Buxtehude and modern American composer Carolyn Shaw. I spoke with Bach's music director, Sarah Riskind, about Sunday's concert, starting with some background on Buxtehude.
Dietrich Buxtehude was someone who overlapped with J.S. Bach, the famous Bach. J.S. Bach famously visited Buxtehude and learned from him. So Buxtehude was based in northern Germany in Lübeck, and he had German/Danish background. It seems that scholars are not entirely sure about his specific origins, but because he spent so much time in northern Germany, his style, when it does incorporate Italian elements, it's based on Italian style permeating music all over during that time. Whereas a lot of composers that we know actually visited Italy and worked in Italy and studied with Italian teachers.
Why do you think this particular work, you know, has endured? You know, we're talking about nearly 400 years ago that this was written. Why do you think it's endured so well?
I think for many of these composers whose works have survived, enough historians have taken an interest that their music has been preserved. In this case, the work was dedicated to Gustav Dubin, who was someone who Buxtehude knew, who had a lot of musical collections. And I believe this was stored at the University of Uppsala. So there's just a lot of preservation going on there. And you might notice, and I'll maybe talk about this later, that a lot of the works that I'm trying to program with Bach are from composers who have not been so fortunate to have their music preserved as well. I also think that this work has a lot of beauty and merit, particularly as being, you know, one of his only Latin works, but also it has a beautiful symmetry in each of these seven cantatas, which originally may not have been intended to be performed together, but now they make a really nice unit for us. Many groups focusing on early music, groups like this are often looking to do a deep dive into some larger works that, you know, this piece is not as often performed as a lot of other Baroque music, such as the Bach Mass in B minor or a lot of Handel oratorios.
Let's talk a little bit about the other work on the program, which is a much more modern composition. Carolyn Shaw wrote To the Hands in response to one of these seven cantatas. If you could just tell us a little bit about that piece.
The professional vocal ensemble, The Crossing, commissioned works by seven different composers in around 2016. Each composer was to write a response to one of the seven cantatas from the Buxtehude Membra Jesu Nostri. And Caroline Shaw's piece, To the Hands, is based on the third movement of the Buxtehude. And so this movement has certain material that ended up making it into Caroline Shaw's piece. And for that reason, we are going to perform Caroline Shaw's To the Hands right after the third movement of the Buxtehude, which is the one that has all that material that made it in. So her piece is really interesting. It also has strings. It has a string quintet, and it also has a chorus. It doesn't have soloists, except for about one measure of the piece. But this piece expands the theme of Christ's suffering on the cross as a sacrifice for humanity to really cover the suffering of all humankind, and in particular, those individuals who are displaced and seeking refuge. And so the fifth movement of her piece, the Litany, actually incorporates numbers that are spoken by the choir alongside some very mesmerizing string parts. And these numbers come from a database of displaced individuals from different countries around the world.
224,000. You're still fairly new in your role as music director for Bach, and I'm wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about how that opportunity came about for you.
Well, my full-time job is being the director of choral activities at Eureka College, which is about an hour and a half away. This is my fourth year at Eureka College, and there are two of us who are the full-time music faculty at Eureka. My colleague's name is Adriana Martinez, and she has been singing in the Bach choir since she started at Eureka, since she moved here. She told me about this job opportunity, and I applied because she told me about it. I have always had a significant interest in early music. actually, particularly in Renaissance music. So I think that's why sometimes I program Renaissance music with the Bach choir, and also why I explore sort of the earlier Baroque music sometimes, such as Buxtehude.
Sarah Riskin, the music director of Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana, thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck with your concert Sunday night.
Thank you for having me.
That was Sarah Riskind, music director of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana. You can hear them perform works by Buxtehude and Caroline Shaw this Sunday night at 7:30 at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Urbana. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 75 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Lindsay Jones, Luis Velasquez, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldeen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.